buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Ready Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com.
Hey, preppers and patriots. Today I wanted to look at three reasons I believe we're living in the last days. First off, let me assure you, I won't be issuing any dates for the return of Jesus in this podcast. He said in Matthew 24 that no man knows the day nor the hour, and I believe him. However, in that same section of scripture, as well as several other places in the Bible, we get clues about what we can expect the world to look like right before his return. And secondly, let me state that I don't fall into any of the dogmatic schools of thought concerning the timing of the rapture. When Paul says, those of us who remain will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord, I do believe he's speaking about an event commonly referred to as the rapture. And I've heard some very compelling arguments about the timing of the event, especially for the pre-trib and mid-trib schools of thought. Inevitably, there's going to be a few of you who'd like to convince me of why you prefer one of those particular schools of thought over the other. And believe me, I'd love to read your email, so go ahead and send it to me, but don't get upset if at the end I still say, I'm hoping for a pre-trib rapture, but prepping for a mid-trib rapture. And all joking aside, we could have a pre-trib rapture and things could still get very ugly between now and the time of that event. So I believe in taking the stern advice from passages in the Bible, like Proverbs 22:3, that tell us to be prepared for the evil that we see coming. And before we get into today's topic, a quick reminder, my new book, The Days of Elijah, Book 1, Apocalypse, is now available. It's available in Kindle, it's available in paperback, and Usually it's about 3 weeks before it comes out in audio edition, but since I'm selling it directly through PrepperRecon.com, the audio book is available now as well. And of course, last Friday, we aired the first episode of the audio book read by Kevin Pierce, and we'll be playing that in its entirety over the next several weeks as podcast episodes. So if you missed last week's episode, you can go to PrepperRecon.com and click the audiobook tab at the top of the homepage. And there you'll be able to catch up with last week's episode. And also, if you'd rather hear the whole audiobook all at once, commercial free, and without interruption, it's available to purchase directly from PrepperRecon.com. And you can also find that by clicking the audiobook tab at the top of the homepage. And we'll be playing episode 2 this Friday, so don't miss it. It's a very entertaining read about Everett and Courtney Carroll, who have to fight to survive the gauntlet of destruction known as the Great Tribulation. And very timely to today's topic. Of course, as always, we're having another giveaway to celebrate the release of the book. One first prize winner will win a custom Prepper Recon individual first aid kit that's got an Israeli battle dressing. It's got EMT shears. It's got antibiotic gel. It's got quick clot. It's in a Molly compatible pouch that you can attach to your Molly pack, or if you have a Molly tactical vest, it's perfect for that. You can also just wear it on a belt, and it's a perfect size to slide under your front your car seat, or stick in your glove box. So it's perfect for the car or any tactical gear. You also win 550 paracord shoelaces and a 30 count bottle of Fishmox amoxicillin. And of course, as I've said before, I'm not telling you to take fish antibiotics, but I know a lot of people do. The Fishmox amoxicillin, same color-coded capsules with the same lettering and the same numerical markings on the side of the pills. in the same dosage as the amoxicillin that is a dispensed pharmacy for humans. I have taken them before when I had really, really bad infections, and I did not grow scales or gills. Once again, I'm not telling you to do it, but I have done it, and several other people do use them for that purpose. One second prize winner will win a pair of 550 paracord shoelaces, a pocket stove, another 30-count bottle of Fishmox amoxicillin, a guide to sheltering in place by Zion Prepper, and a first aid essentials kit. And that's going to have the Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, tourniquet, EMT shares. It's in a little first aid kit. So it doesn't have all of the fluff in it. It doesn't have the gauze and the Band-Aids and Advil and all the things that are in the fully stocked Prepper Recon IFAC. But it's got all those essentials in it, and then you can add your own aspirin and Band-Aids in it. We're also going to have a bonus giveaway. So in addition to the regular giveaway, audiobook listeners can win 3 free codes for Audible books. And you can use those codes if there's some books of mine that you haven't read yet that you want to get caught up on. You can use them for that, or you can use them for whatever you like, because they're not attached to any singular product, so you can use them for whatever you want. How do you win? Number one, you leave a review for The Days of Elijah, Book 1, Apocalypse on Amazon.com. Number two, you send an email including your Amazon screen name that you used for the review to PrepperRecon@gmail.com. And in the subject line, you put Elijah Giveaway. Also, are interested in winning the free Audible codes if you're an audiobook fan. In the subject line, you put Elijah Audiobook Giveaway, and that will get you entered into the regular giveaway drawing and the bonus giveaway for the Audible codes. But of course, if you're not going to use the Audible codes, then just put Elijah Giveaway. Of course, you can always give the codes away as well if you maybe you know somebody that likes audiobooks. And that's it. And then you do those two steps and you're entered in the contest. And the drawing will be held Sunday, October 23rd. So still got a little time on that. The winner's Amazon screen name will be posted on PrepperRecon.com to announce that they've won. And they'll also be notified via email. Sorry, but the contest is only open to U.S. residents. One of the things is that some of the items in the first aid kits are restricted. I cannot ship those outside of the country because I do sell those on the website, and I've signed agreements with the providers that I won't do that. And just to honor my word, I can only offer the prizes to U.S. citizens, so or U.S. Residents, so that's they can go to Alaska. You can still win in Hawaii, Puerto Rico, but it's just U.S. Residents. And so, Godspeed in the drawing. As a side note, since we're airing the audiobook on PrepperRecon.com for free, there's no need to purchase the book in order to leave a review. So you don't really have to make a purchase to enter the giveaway. And besides that, Amazon allows you to read the first few chapters of every book they've got via the Look Inside app that's over top of all of the Kindles. So you can just click that and you can read the first few chapters of any book. And so you can always just leave a review based on the impression you got from the first few chapters. So there's never really a need to purchase the book in order to enter the contest. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Order today from katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
After a massive wave of disappearances, 26-year-old CIA analyst Everett Carroll finally believes what he's been told about the biblical prophecy of the rapture. Global currencies have collapsed, famine and plague have claimed the lives of millions, and the world has crumbled into chaos. Everett is is surprised when he finds out that Elijah, the messianic Jewish hermit who lives on the mountain above their retreat, did not disappear along with the rest of the Christians. As Elijah helps Everett and Courtney understand the terrible times that are decreed unto the world in the coming judgments, they realize that they'll have to do everything they can to survive the gauntlet of destruction known as the Great Tribulation. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials of God's wrath are about to be poured out upon the earth, and woe to the inhabitants thereof. Buy your copy of The Days of Elijah, Book 1, Apocalypse, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback or Kindle edition from Amazon.com today.
Now let's get into today's topic. Jesus' disciples asked him, what would be the signs of the end and of his coming? And he answered them, saying, ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. So let's take all of that and roll it up into sign number one. Jesus listed all of these things as being the beginning of sorrows. So I'm not going to list each one of these things as a sign. I'm just going to say in aggregate, all of them are one sign, but I am going to look at each one of them individually. So let's start with wars and rumors of wars. Folks will say we've always had wars, and that's true. But since 9/11, 15 years ago, we've been in a state of constant war, and the rumors of conflicts with China, conflicts with Russia, rumors of attacks from North Korea, rumors of Iran having a nuclear bomb. It's absolutely nonstop, And so I think that we can say that we have the wars and the rumors of wars. And I think that that element of this sign, I think it's been fulfilled. Next, famines. Let's look at West Africa. It's still recovering from the 2012 famine caused by a major drought that affected over 18 million people. And all famines aren't caused by weather or crop failures. What we're seeing in Venezuela right now is evidence of that fact. Bad politics and corrupt governments can cause people to starve to death just as easily as crop failures and droughts. And we're seeing that right now in Venezuela. It's the culmination of socialism and communism. That's how it ends, is with people starving to death, rioting in the streets, attacking supply trucks. They've pretty much cleaned out the dogs and cats. They're hunting pigeons. They're breaking into the zoos. They're killing and eating the zoo animals now. I hate to say what comes next, but it's always what happens in these types of situation, and that's cannibalism. And it's rough. It happened in the Bible when the city was under siege. And they couldn't get food. People were eating their own children. That happened in the Holodomoro, Holocaust, and I'm sorry if I just didn't pronounce that correctly, but in Europe when there was the great famine, and nearly 45 million people died as a result of Mao's policies. And American preachers don't want to get into politics because they're afraid they might offend somebody. So we can check famines off the list. We're seeing that right now in Venezuela. It's really, really bad there. People are absolutely starving to death. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that from failed economic policies and failed governments where you see socialism and communism trying to control the free market, and they think that they can do better than the free market. Or it's not that they think they can do better. They just want to have control over everybody. And I think that unfortunately we're going to see a lot more of that pain and chaos that we're seeing right now in Venezuela. The next item on the list, pestilences. So right now in the news, we have drug-resistant flesh-eating bacteria and super lice that don't respond to traditional treatments. And that's popping up all over America. I'd also say that a mosquito-carrying Zika probably qualifies as a pestilence. So we can easily check pestilences off that list. Next was earthquakes in diverse places. Okay, so we've always had earthquakes, but I'll tell you what, 2016, 2015, very, very active in the Ring of Fire. We've had some really, really bad earthquakes. Of course, it hasn't been that long ago since we saw the tsunami in Japan. That was just one of the worst disasters I've seen in my lifetime. So that was really bad. And in diverse places, so in places that you don't normally see them, Oklahoma, it's pretty much become the new earthquake capital of America. It's pretty much replaced California for earthquake activity. And I know there's a lot of speculation saying that that might be caused by fracking and whatnot. And, you know, that could very well be true. But that doesn't disqualify it from being an earthquake in diverse places, just whatever the causes are, doesn't change the fact that it's happening, and we can very easily check that off the list. So we've hit all the major points to qualify us as being in that period of time that Jesus labeled as the beginning of sorrows. So that pretty much has to be fulfilled before we can start getting into the rest of the end times events. And so I think that it's safe to say we can check all that off the list and we can move on to the second sign. So sign number two that I believe proves we are living in the end times is the massive leap forward in technology. Revelation 13, we read that no one will be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. I think this requires modern technology to exclude certain people from the marketplace. It'd be very easily to implement that type of a system via an implantable chip, something like what people put in their pets or what you have on your new chipped credit cards now. I think that's right around the corner. I think that could be implemented in days if that's something they wanted to roll out. If you're into prophecy, there's two YouTube channels that I would really highly recommend that you. They both do a fantastic job of keeping up with prophetic developments. The first one is Jason A, and his videos, which usually come out on Sunday, are a compilation of video clips that he's put together of news segments that highlight the implementation of chip technology, transhumanism, massive fish and bird die-offs, demonic possession, the progress of global government, and the widespread persecution of the Christian church in America and around the world. The other one is John Haler's weekly prophecy update. The name of the YouTube channel for that is Fellowship Bible Chapel, but you can type John Haler into the YouTube search box, and his videos are going to pop right up if you do that. His updates focus on global politics as they relate to end times prophecy, economics, terrorism, and he really gets into the mass apostasy in the church. And on that note, that brings us to the third sign that I believe shows that we are living in the end times. Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians 2:3, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first." And some refer to this event as the Great Apostasy. And I think we're neck deep in the Great Apostasy. The amount of filth that is not only tolerated, but even promoted in the American church today is enough to make you sick at your stomach. I think if we wanted to draw a timeline and say exactly when the apostasy began, I think I'd have to say the 60s. So that puts us a good 50 years into the apostasy. And the reason I say the 60s is because in 1960, 92% of Americans identified themselves as Christian, either Protestant or Catholic. Yet in 1962, prayer and Bibles were banned in public schools. And this was never reversed by an overwhelming Christian majority. I think this is an absolute condemnation of an apostate American church. Roe versus Wade was decided about 10 years later, 1973. At that time, 87% of Americans called themselves Christians. 43 years later, and 60 million murdered children later, it stands unopposed by a personhood bill or court justices that would eradicate its bloody rampage. Fast forward to 2016. 70% of Americans still call themselves Christians. Yet Christians are being incarcerated, court-martialed, fired, and sued out of business for their beliefs. Sermons are being subpoenaed, and school children are having the police called in on them for sharing a Bible verse at lunchtime. In Oklahoma, the Ten Commandments were torn down. In Detroit, a statue of Baphomet or Satan was erected. Perverts are allowed in the bathrooms with our daughters. Married sodomites serve on the worship team at Hillsong Church in New York. And pastors are afraid to talk about politics in most every church in America. The apostasy is here, preppers and patriots. The technology for a cashless global currency is in place. Wars and rumors of wars, pestilence, earthquakes, and famines are all happening right now as you're listening to this podcast. I think it's pretty easy to see that we are living in the end times. So keep looking up, stay vigilant, stay in your Bible, stay in prayer, and make sure you're in a good church and really do everything you can to separate yourself as much as possible from the apostasy and be in a good Bible-believing church. You're not going to find perfect, but as I've said before, you know, it's your spiritual health. It's the spiritual health of your family. So look for the best church you can possibly find. And God bless and happy prepping. If you're near Cincinnati, start making plans to come see me at the Cincy Preparedness Expo at the Sharonville Convention Center on October 15th and 16th. Besides all of the fantastic prepper gear available, it's a great place to learn vital survival skills. And make sure you stop by the Prepper Recon booth to say hi. Check out CincyPreparednessExpo.com for tickets and information.